Slim watched them until the pickup left our property and turned right on the county road. Then he looked down at me. Boys, that right there's a bad dog. Joe's gonna have problems with him. Nice work, Hank. He bent down and scratched me behind the ears. I puffed myself up to my full height and shot a grin at Mr. Squeakbox. You ain't much of a fighter, but your heart's in the right place. I'll remember that next time you mess up. Huh? There. You see what these guys do? They give you a little compliment, a little pat on the head, and then they take it all back with some tacky remark. I'll remember that the next time you mess up. What an insult. What an outrage. For his information, I rarely ever messed up, and I had no plans for messing up anytime in the near future. I couldn't believe he'd said that. Oh well. Where were we? Oh yes, at the end of a long hot day in August. Bushed, beat, exhausted, worn down to a nub of our former selves, but triumphant since I had won a huge moral victory over the overbearing Rottweiler. And we had ended our long hot so forth down at Slim's bachelor shack on the banks of Wolf Creek. We dogs kind of enjoyed staying down at Slim's place. For one thing, he being a bachelor had no problem with dogs staying inside his house. Not that we were dirty, understand. We weren't. Or I wasn't. I can't speak for Drover or speculate on his personal habits relating to cleanliness, but I can certainly speak for myself. I'm pretty darn fussy about my appearance. I bathe every single day in the overflow of the septic tank. It not only leaves me clean and spotless, but it also gives me that deep, manly aroma that the lady dogs really love. Where were we? Oh, yes. Slim always let us stay inside the house, and once there, we often found ourselves in a position to... How can I say this? Once we established a presence inside the house, we were then in a perfect and natural position to... Well, share in his meals. Snack. Eat. He sometimes gave us food, is the point. And food is a very important part of a dog's... whatever. Spiritual development, I suppose. Feeling of well-being.